I just, very briefly, I thought that we could touch on an insight, which I think in life, as you go on, you live, you get older, build a family, you have a job, responsibilities, you want to enjoy life, you want to appreciate life, you want to guide your children in life, a little insight which could be helpful in everything that we do. The parasha starts, Eile Toldos Noach. These are the generations, the descendants. Tolda means that which comes out of the person, and I guess which he leaves over to the future, his descendants. And then the Torah goes on and says, Noach ish tzaddik. He was a righteous man. You just told me these are his children. Now you tell me he's a righteous man? Are you going to tell me his children? Or are you going to tell me about his religiosity? Make up your mind. Tovim hoyu b'dayroisav. He was this man of such total purity and simplicity and trust in Hashem. Esrei likim hishalech Noach. He walked together with God. And the next pasuk says, Vayoled Noach shloisha borim eshem eschom esyofes. Noach gave birth to three children. And these are the toldos. So what's the Torah doing? Eile toldos Noach. And then I tell you all about how religious he was. And after that I say the names of his children. If you say, Eile, these are his children. If I said you, these are my children, you wouldn't expect to tell me to tell you how religious I am. These are my children. Here's how I introduce them. These are their names. One, two, three. What's going on over there? So Rashi brings, Chazal say, that the Torah here is teaching us a lesson. Eile toldos Noach, you want to know what the true generations of Noach are? You want to know what he really left over to the world? Noach ish tzaddik. And he says, Rashi brings it, Iker toldoseyem shel tzaddikim ma'asim tovim. The Iker of the toldos of the tzaddikim is the good deeds that they do. Noach's good deeds were his greatest legacy that he left over to future generations. And then after that, the Torah says, okay, Shem Chom and Yofes, here's the names of his actual children. But his legacy, his real toldos, Iker toldos Seyem, the main legacy that he leaves over were not his children. They were Masim Tevim, his good deeds, his Noach Ish Tzadik, Tomim Hoyev Dei Roysov, and so the Kimis Halech Noach. I want to ask you, who were the physical descendants of Noach?
The entire world.
Who? Anybody who's a physical descendant of Noach, please raise his hand.
Everybody.
So his descendants numbered infinite. All future generations. Yet what was the Iker legacy? What were the Iker descendants that he left over? Not the entire universe. Not all of the generations that are going to come forth after. But his Maisim Tovim, his good deeds. What does this mean? I think what it means is very simple. We don't have a full sense of appreciation of what it means to do good. When we do good, it has an influence on the future. It has an influence on the future. It sends, it reverberates, it has repercussions from one generation to the next. The good that he did influenced his sons, at least his son Shem, who continued to do good, who passed it on to the next generation. And even when it was forgotten, but by the time of Avram Avinu, where did Avram Avinu go to learn? Does anybody know the name of the yeshiva where Avram Avinu studied? What? Shem Ve'ever. He was, again, Shem, who came from Noach. He gave it over. That righteousness which he lived, those good deeds that he performed, reverberated into the future, and we today benefit from that, and that's a greater toiloda, that's a greater benefit than the fact that we're alive as his children. Good. When we do good, it continues on forever. It influences us. It influences our children. It influences future generations. It influences the world. And the accomplishment, the legacy, the toiloda, the that which emanates from me, it's far greater, has far greater impact, the good that I do, even than the children that I have, who were the ancestors of all of humanity. It's very powerful. But there's another aspect also. See, what is so special about having children? Do you know what, when a person has... I know that my father-in-law, Zecherno Levracha, when his first child was born, he said that, he told me years later, he said that he had the first time he understood what eternity means. Nitzchias. What does it mean, Nitzchias? Eternity. Forever. What's forever? Nothing is forever. No. You have a child, and that goes on and on and on. You have produced something. Again, we're all the products of Noach and his children. You have produced something which is eternal, which will produce and reproduce and reproduce and reproduce and reproduce and reproduce endlessly forevermore. Now, if the Iker Toldoi Sehem Amasim Toivim, then that means that our good deeds reproduce as well. When you do a good deed, you're doing something that's eternal. You're doing something that has meaning. You're doing something that remains forever. It remains alive. Its effects have ramifications forever. And you feel, just like when you bring a child into this world, that you feel, I have now eternalized myself. I have now made myself eternal. I will live on forever, even when I pass from this world, because my genes are being carried. The next generation, the next generation, the next generation. Well, so too when we do good deeds. The mitzvahs that we do are literally reverberate in eternity. Why is this so important? For many reasons, but one very simple reason too. Why are people so happy when they have a child? The kid's going to cause them a lot of tzoros. Most people know Tzar Gidol Bonim is one of the most difficult tzoros. The Meiri says that Avraham Avinu, one of his 10 nisyonos, there's different opinions about what were considered the 10 special tests. One of the tests were that when he was old and already thought he wasn't going to have a child, that he took Hagar and he took another wife and to have a child and to enter into, to be willing to undergo Tzar Gidol Bonim. He knew he was going to have a child, and the child's going to cause him a lot of trouble, as Yishmael did, but that's besides the point. Imagine that. Tzar Gidol Bonim, to someone who thought he's already not having children, to be one of the 10 nisyonos of Avraham Avinu, like the Lech Lecho, like the Kibshon HaEish, like the Akedo. Very difficult. I think you people probably know what kind of difficult it is to raise children. And if you don't know, ask your parents. They'll tell you. So why are people so excited? Why is it such a simcha when they have children? And I dare say, because the steak that I had last night is gone. The cholent that I had last night, that we serve over there Thursday night, is also, well, that's not gone, but that takes a while. It's gone, you hear? It's gone. The drink that I had, I'm not going to tell you what it was, is gone. But the children are eternal. The feeling that I have is I have created something that makes eternity, that makes me live to eternity, that continues my existence lo netzach. Masim toivim do the same thing. And therefore when I do a mitzvah, I feel so good. When I do a mitzvah, I feel better about doing the mitzvah than about the steak, than about the drink, than about the fun, than about the thrill. Because it's something that doesn't end. It's eternal. It's eternal. I have created something that reverberates forever. And I think that it's very important for us to spend a moment, just a moment, to understand why we live in a society where people, so many people are so miserable. And I think the reason is because our society has been focused on materialism, material pleasure, fun and frolic, thrills, pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. We are the pleasure capital of the world. Let's just have more pleasure and more pleasure and more physical, material, whether it's money, whether it's fun, whether it's thrills, whether it's challenge, but it's physical stuff. And the reason that we're so frustrated is because it goes and it's over. I had a thrilling game, great competition, and I won, but it's all over. I had a delicious meal, the likes of which I haven't had in a long time, but it's over. I had the greatest of pleasures, but it's gone. And anything that goes leaves us with an empty feeling. The mitzvah doesn't go. The mitzvah is eternal. And I'll tell you something else. There's no tzar gidol born in the mitzvah. I should say sometimes that things are difficult to do. Mitzvahs do. But mitzvahs don't talk back. The mitzvahs don't talk back. They don't defy their parents. We have the opportunity to have a life that's so thrilling because we can make a roishem, an impact on eternity by the performance of mitzvahs. And I think to have that perspective, to put material, physical pleasure in perspective, and to realize that it's not going to bring me satisfaction. The real reason, the basic reason is because it doesn't last. In fact, that's why people always eat more. More, they eat more than they can. They get sick from eating more. They want doubles and triples and more. The eye sees more and I want more and I want more. Why? Because what I had doesn't satisfy me because it's over. It was great while it lasted, but it lasted about 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And that's what's wrong. And that's why our society is such an unhappy place, because people are looking for their happiness in things that are too fleeting, in things that are too quick to pass, in things that don't last. The mitzvahs that we do are like the children that we bring into the world. They are a step in the direction of forever, of eternity. And that is what's truly satisfying. We're only satisfied by something that's permanent. And the only thing that's really permanent, it isn't all of the pleasures of our life. It's only the spiritual accomplishments that we make. And that's why we say, Eile toldos noyach. And the first thing the Torah says is, noyach ish tzadik. Because ikar toldos seyem shel tzadikim ma'asim tovim. The real legacy, the real gift that he left over to future generations, the real thing that reverberates into the future, that's his ma'asim tovim, that's his good acts. And the real matter is, that's true for him to appreciate life because he's done good deeds and he knows he has a piece of eternity, just like when he has a child, he knows he has a piece of eternity. And that's true for the actual mitzvah because it reverberates to future generations. Again, Noach inspired Shem. Shem inspired Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu inspired the whole world. So I think this perspective of the benefit and the long-lasting effects and the great happiness that mitzvahs bring us is something that's worthy of keeping in mind and paying a little attention to. Have a good Shabbos.